Spirit Catholic Radio presents Faith Check. Here's Greg Ewell.
On this Faith Check, let's talk about the keys of the kingdom. Many of our separated brothers and sisters ask where you find a pope in the Bible. One example is in Matthew 16, where Jesus says to Peter, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, Peter." In the ancient world, kingdoms would have a single leader underneath the king who was responsible for the administration of the government. We might call them a prime minister. We find an example of this in Isaiah 22, when God declares that Shebna, the prime minister of Israel, will be removed from his office and replaced by Eliakim, whom Scripture says will be a father to Israel, will carry the key of the house of David. What he opens, none shall shut. What he shuts, none shall open. When Jesus gave Peter the keys in Matthew 16, the apostles, as Jews, already understood their significance. Peter was to be their leader, the prime minister that would shepherd Christ's kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, Peter. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What a gift we have in Pope Benedict, who still carries the keys today. This is Greg Ewell for Faith Check.